Our Steve Grzanich is on a phone line, different topic now. Hey, Steve, this is John. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Are you in bed? Are you getting ready for bed? I hear you at 5 in the morning.
No, I've actually been staring into the sun practicing for next week.
You know, that explains so much.
Steve is, I don't know what you are doing between 5 and 6 a.m., but the most delightful and informative hour on this radio station may well be yours, sir. I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Of course, you hear him in a number of capacities otherwise at WGN doing news and reports for us, but now he's going to be dispatched to Carbondale a week from today. And you were just telling us in the halls some of the things going on down there. First, tell me what your assignment's going to be next week.
Well, the first assignment is going to be the opening bell. We're going to do from Southern Illinois. And we're going to be talking to the lead Adler Planetarium astronomer, who's sort of in charge of putting all of this together, to talk a little bit about the history and the science. But then in the latter part of the show, we're going to be talking about the economic impact to the state of all of the eclipse-related events. So that's going to be the money part of it. And then during the 1 o'clock hour, when this happens, with luck from technology, we'll be reporting live from Carbondale as the eclipse happens.
You'll be at McAndrews Stadium?
We will be, with hopefully about 50,000 other people.
That's SIU Carbondale's, my alma mater's.
Mine too.
I didn't know that. You're a Saluki.
I am.
So that's the football stadium where nobody goes. And yet now, I mean, they just don't draw for football there. But they've got this delightful stadium there, and people are going to fill it. And they're going to do and then they're going to have a communal experience. Is that the idea?
They are. And NASA is actually setting up shop in Carbondale, and they're going to be doing a big display, I'm under the impression, on the field with science folks from NASA and from Adler. It's going to be sort of like a community, like you said, a communal experience with everybody in the stands watching the show, watching the eclipse. But they've sort of made this whole weekend into something bigger. They have believe it or not, an Eclipsicon with basically like a Comic-Con event that's happening all weekend. And there's actually an eclipse and science and technology expo that's there. Lots of science and science fiction folks are going to be taking part. So they've managed to make this a full weekend of events in Carbondale. But there are many communities in Southern Illinois who are doing similar things and having different kinds of events. So it's a Southern Illinois-wide celebration of this eclipse.
Well, does this sound right to you, Steve? I believe I heard that while there are about 3,000 hotel rooms in Southern Illinois, that does not include St. Louis, about 3,000 hotel rooms in Southern Illinois, they're expecting 300,000 visitors to Southern Illinois.
That is that sounds about right. I mean, you have to understand that Southern Illinois, the eclipse will be visible from about Mount Vernon, which is about 45 minutes north of Carbondale, all the way down through the Shawnee National Forest. So that's a lot of territory. And, you know, like I said, there are various communities having different things. I don't think all of those people will be in Carbondale.
Right.
But Carbondale is expecting at least 100,000 people, which would be about double its population on any given day, even during, you know, the high times of the year, like Southern Illinois University homecoming.
If you were going, yeah, no kidding. I mean, or the Halloween. Yeah, talk
right, exactly.
To me about Halloween. Can you get tickets to this McAndrews Stadium event, and are they free?
They are not free, but you can still get them. They're about I think they're $25 a piece that gets you into the stadium for this event during the whole thing, and you get a pair of glasses to go with it.
Yeah.
And last I checked, there were plenty of tickets left for that. So.
Well, good, in a way, don't you think? I mean, this should be the ultimate free event if people are going to pay to go inside an open-air stadium to look up.
No. It's because on the outside, it's not available. If you're in the parking lot, you will not get the eclipse. You
I couldn't
go
get in.
Right. And you won't get the premium show that's going to be happening there. I mean, there's some primo people from NASA that are going to be there in Adler Planetarium. They're going to be kind of talking you through this. So you imagine watching live coverage of this on television with the commentators talking about what's happening. That's what this is going to be like. So they're promising an experience at Southern Illinois University. The other thing I should say is that NASA is going to be broadcasting this live on NASA television. So you'll the opportunity for you to be on television with 50,000 of your friends.
That's memorable, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and our so this is Steve Grzanich from WGN Radio News. Your colleague, Dave Schwann, in the newsroom, just swung by my office today. He's going to join us later this week and preview it for us as well. But Dave's going to be down there with you, but at a different location in southern Illinois. And Patty Vasquez, who knows her way south of I-80, is also going to be joining you guys down there.
Yeah, so hopefully during your show, we'll be able to bring you, you know, in words, not pictures, but words, what's happening. And I think between the three of us, we'll be able to do it.
Listen, Steve, I don't want play-by-play. I want emotion. I want feelings. I mean, really, this is visual. So while as you experience this, I want to whip around the three of you and just tell me what you're thinking, seeing, feeling, hearing, okay?
Well, and I think you're going to get that, I know, from me, at least from the beginning, because this is the first time I've ever seen a total eclipse.
Yeah.
So you're going to get, and I've heard people describe this, you know, becoming emotional, having sort of out-of-body experiences and crying, and so it's kind of a big deal, and you know, I hope I have some of that emotion. Of course, you know, the big question is the weather going to cooperate?
Right.
And so right now, it's a 50-50 chance of clouds. And
oh, is that what they're saying? Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah, the latest report out today says half and half. But that's better than it was last week, John. Last week, they were calling for clouds over the area.
Well, but completely. The thing is, if you have a cloudy day for the eclipse, it's just only going to get darker. But what you won't be able to see then is the sun with the black hole in it. And that's right. What you want, huh? That's the money shot.
That's the money shot. And when that happens, you know, we've been telling you, get your glasses. If you're going to stay here in the Chicago area, get the special glasses so you can watch the partial eclipse.
Yeah.
It's going to be about 80% covered, 80 to 85% covered here. So you're going to need those glasses, but that'll be very cool to watch. Down in southern Illinois, when the full eclipse happens, you'll be able to look at it directly without those glasses once it, you know, becomes totality is what they call it. So that's going to be kind of a cool show.
All right. Nice to hear your voice, Steve. I'll listen for you tomorrow morning. And if we don't bump into you between now and Friday, we'll certainly be talking to you on Monday.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it. And I have to say, you know, through tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, I've been putting together a series that we'll have in our big stories. And we've pulled some facts together to talk about, you know, when the last time was this happened, how rare it is for southern Illinois to have one of these events, for Illinois, for that matter. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the science that's going to be happening during the eclipse as well.
Always a pleasure, Steve. We'll be listening, and thanks for being part of the team coverage. And I'm thrilled to be hosting it in the 1 o'clock hour a week from today.
It'll be exciting. Thanks, John.
That's our Steve Grzanich.